welcome to the 20 is the new 30 podcast, episode 0, Doomer Boomer Zoomer. I am the Boomer, KJ.
I am the Zoomer, I think, right?
Yeah.
Amelia.
You're absolutely the Zoomer.
I'm the Doomer, Mihao, but everybody calls me Mike or Big Mike.
So we are in various stages of our 20s, and we started this podcast to try to give other people in their 20s some advice from like-minded, or perhaps rather like-aged people.
So I'm in my early 20s. I'm freshly 24, just exited an early 20 crisis, not knowing what I wanted to do in my life. And still probably don't, but I feel like I have more structure than I did a year ago at least.
Yeah, things are moving for you now. We'll get into that, but things are definitely moving for you. From my perspective as the Doomer, I would say I actually freshly have turned 30. I could be going through a quarter to midlife crisis, kind of refiguring where I'm standing at. I've gone through a couple professions since leaving college. I was a journalist in e-gaming, and then I was a proposal writer in the construction space, which was, it's a interest that will come up later that I share with my brother. And then now I work in consulting, also the federal space, but considering sort of what to do in my 30s, because I feel like my current job, which we can touch on in another episode, is not the right glove for my right hand.
So a lot of touching on that we're going to have to do in the future episodes.
Absolutely. We're building suspense.
But that's a good point that you raised, kind of professional backgrounds. So you already mentioned yours. I am more related to the construction space and the trades.
And in typical Zoomer fashion, I'm in the tech world. So me and my eldest brother are both in the corporate world, and then the Boomer less so.
That's me. Yep. Yeah. Small business, baby.
Did you give your name?
Yeah.
Okay,
I did.
Our names are all out there.
Of course. Can't stay anonymous.
That's right.
Okay, so even though we're all in different phases of our 20s, I feel like a lot of the same crisis moments have plagued us, have plagued our friends. We've talked about it off the podcast. And I think there's no good platform for people in their 20s. There's a lot of self-help books out there that are quite famous, and I'm sure a lot of you have read, like The Defining Decade. But most of those books are written by people that are out of their 20s, and it's not as relatable. So this is meant to serve as a platform that's from people that are actually in their 20s, actively giving advice and taking advice on what you want to hear next.
And speaking about those in their 20s, for some perspective, the estimated population of the U.S. is around 330 million this year in 2021. The largest age group is adults from 25 to 29. So there are about roughly 12 million males in this age category and around 11.5 million females.
Yeah, that's also not accounting for people aged 20 to 24. So if you take that into consideration, there's around 45 million people in the U.S. alone that are aged anywhere from 20 to 29.
So there's a lot of us.
Yeah, there definitely is. Okay, so there's 45 million of us somewhere out there in the U.S. And then globally, I'm not sure how many people there are aged 20 to 29. That's probably a stat we can find. But your 20s, I think, are unlike any other decade in your life in that childhood is very structured for the majority of us. And even if your childhood is not that structured, you still have the school system to fall upon. So someone's always telling you what to do up until age 18, basically.
And hopefully they should be.
They should be, right. And then you enter college and you think you're going to have all of this freedom. But even in college, you, for the most part, follow along with what everyone else is doing. You listen to your professors. You take the same classes as maybe your friends. And for me, at least, I chose a major that I was not really thinking about logically.
You were passionate.
I was passionate about it. I just thought about it from very much like a in the moment, I liked it perspective and did not think about the future at all. Okay, so you're in college and you're following what most of your friends are doing, but you still have a community. So whereas when in childhood you had a lot of structure, mostly probably hopefully from your parents, and then in college from either your professors or what your friends are doing, you have that community to fall back onto. The second you exit that, it's, I think, a very rough transition that today's world does not prepare young adults for at all. You just graduate and you're left very much on your own, which I think causes the next 8 years to be sort of free-for-all.
And not only that, but what's the famous acronym? FOMO.
Oh, yes.
So FOMO.
Yeah, that plays it's 8 years a big of FOMO. Part
in the free fall, right?
Yeah, so you don't know what to do in your 20s. Usually.
And all you see is your friends and people on social media, probably not even your friends. You see all these wonderful achievements, and you're just comparing yourself to them, which we will touch on, as we spoke about earlier in later episodes, but that's probably not the healthiest thing you can be doing.
It's an ongoing thing. Sorry, big aside, but I see it on crypto Twitter now. That's the bragging. So yeah, it goes on with people even as they go into their 30s, but I think learning to filter it out.
I think it's a lot of people pretending like they're more grown up than they are in their 20s.
Absolutely.
They have like no actual responsibility.
We should dedicate an entire month of multiple episodes to that fact alone.
That's a good point. But what about the quarter life crisis, Mike?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think that this is the perspective I can touch the best on, considering I have the entire decade to look back on. There's a big push from many sectors of society to not allow a sort of awakening of maturity in your 20s. So this idea is being fed that it's an exploration time, but it's not. It's almost like through a hedonistic lens. It's not the right lens that I think you should be focusing on. You should be focusing on growth, and there's no growth through excess. There's only growth through pain or
sacrifice.
Or failure or yeah. sacrifice. Correct.
Right. Well said. Yeah. Well said. And actually, when I was preparing for this podcast, I was Googling, and I put into Google, why in your 20s, and the autocorrect was, is it okay to be selfish? So we're not going to argue against being selfish in your 20s, but you should be selfish for yourself in a way that will be good for your development. Not selfish in more of a hedonistic sense. Oh, it's Thursday night. I'm going to go out. Oh, it's Friday night. I'm going to go out. Oh, it's Saturday night. I'm going to go out. More that this decade, if you're in it, it may seem like it's going to be long, but really it's not. So every single weekend kind of counts, and it adds up.
Yeah, I mean, the time goes by very fast, and I'm sure both of you can speak more to that, but I feel like I'm still 17, but I'm actually 24.
Well, we can unpack, I think, and it's a gender difference too, but we can unpack what the way in which you are encouraged to either spend your money or waste your time and how it leads to that quarter life crisis. I mean, Amelia, I'm sure you can speak to bar culture.
Yes, in I the definitely city, can.
And my brother and I can speak to gaming or
yeah, definitely.
Multimedia streaming. I think youth, people in their 20s right now are being assailed by both the content they see on social media, their people that they perceive have surpassed them in financial well-being or just influencers is really what I'm getting at. So I think learning to ground yourself and not look at that and set a course in this quarter life crisis in your 20s is going to go a long way towards your mental well-being and physical well-being. It's not even about being like financially
right
well off. I think the financial well off part will usually come if you become a subject matter expert in your field.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite phrases that helps me not stress out as much, is that money will come, like whatever it is you want will come.
I mean, unless
eventually.
You want to be like an excellent trash man or something. But yeah. But I think they make good money too.
I think they do.
Possibly.
Okay, so this actually brings me to one of my points, is that if you are doing something like traveling and taking the advice that this is the time where you have no kids, no mortgage, you can do whatever you want, that is definitely true. But you should have some sort of vision or 5-year plan that you're going after. Like, do you know what you want to be when you're 30? Do you know what kind of career you want?
You should build a foundation.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
You know something about that.
Talking
Mr.
about
Boomer.
Building. That's right. If you're talking about building foundations, then I'm just going to go straight into my house analogy, which is that your 20s are your foundation time, like my brother Michał just mentioned. So you should be putting an overwhelming amount of focus into the things that are going to help your house weather the storms of the future. So I'll just give 3 examples really quick. So healthy body. If you start exercising in your 20s and you maintain a regular exercise regimen, whether it be lifting weights, running, any kind of group sports, anything like that, you are going to be so much healthier and happier for the decades to come down the road, because it's just muscle memory and you'll be in the habit of doing it. Next is mental health. Now, I've never done this, and I'm at a huge fault because it's so important, but journaling is a great way to document your defeats and victories, and it gives you a very rare perspective on yourself that your family and your friends won't be able to give you, because maybe you're not telling them your biggest desires and your biggest goals.
I also lack in this department, but I think it also helps you cut down on your excesses, whatever those may be. So if it's just like a crazy gambling YOLO options habit on Robinhood or just partying too much, if you can write it down, it helps you kind of get that tunnel vision look at that particular vice.
That's true.
That but might be holding you back.
It's hard also if you are journaling to, and if it's a calendar format on the weekend, if you write on your Friday and Saturday, you just write partying. That takes kind of a rare self-discipline to be doing that.
Absolutely.
It also helps you. You don't even have to fully journal. I just write down, since I have a horrible memory, what I do every weekend. And I think it helps you analyze trends. Or I tend to journal when I'm really like deep in the hole and having terrible thoughts. So I journal then, and then it's helpful when you look back and you think, because day to day, you don't think that you've changed that much, but then you look back at what you've journaled a year ago and you realize that you don't have, I don't know, that you don't think about that person anymore or that job anymore, and all of the things you were stressed out about back then you're no longer.
You're supposed to be the Zoomer.
So, oh, yeah. Well, Zoomer's journal. It's very
popular. That's not what I meant. Imagine the hole you're going to be when you advance to the boomer stage or the doomer stage.
Yeah, maybe in a future episode, we'll just analyze the hole that you find yourself in sometimes, figure out what that is.
Well, I think I have more stress than you two, though. Just a more stressful person. Oh,
that's debatable. That's debatable.
All right, point three, go for it.
Point three on the house analogy is making mistakes. So you don't want to be reconfiguring your house when the roof is up and the drywall is up and the drywall is complete. So by that, I mean, use your 20s to explore what you want to do. Maybe your foundation is going to change within the 20s, and that's okay. That's great. Not even okay. That's a good thing. You don't want to be doing drastic career changes or just signing up for business school once you're in your 30s just because you don't know what else to do. You'll have a lot easier time if you love something and you stick to it.
Yeah, so that also goes hand in hand with what I said earlier, when people just tend to grow up and follow whatever their friends are doing or what people tell them to do. You end up spending more time looking around at what the neighborhood is doing rather than your own house.
Right.
And then the neighborhood ends up looking exactly the same.
Yeah, a bit of a case of FOMO.
Yes.
Something you can, I'm sure, speak to. But if you do those things and then feel the need to change much more down the road, you're going to enter an early midlife crisis, or what we like to call a quarter life crisis, which is when you should have that crisis sooner rather than later.
True.
I think plenty of people, as you said, do something and then change direction. Great example with the business school in your 30s. Law school as well. That was an idea that I floated quite recently, actually, just because sometimes you're always looking for new options. But I think the later, the worse it will be if you try to do a major pivot like that.
Yeah.
You got to become a subject matter expert as soon as possible.
Yeah, I definitely struggle with FOMO, and that even is career FOMO. So when I hear about like first year salaries post law school, it makes me want to change direction entirely and go to law school. Or sometimes I have FOMO for business school culture and I want to go to business school.
Never had that.
Yeah. Well, unrelatable.
unrelatable for the boomer.
Anyway, I think these are all good kernels that we're going to explore in further episodes. But for this first one, we just wanted to lay out our position.
Yeah, absolutely. Try to kind of entice you guys into the insight we can provide. And with that, I will leave you with a positive note. And that is, no matter what age you are, this advice can apply to anybody. Whether you are in your 20s or in your 50s or your 60s, if you are able to just keep moving forward and to keep smiling, don't forget to have those big smiles, because when you're smiling, good things happen. That's what I've learned.
That actually is true. Absolutely. As corny as it sounds.
I know, it sounds terrible.
People,
but
you get in altercations in public and people still somehow like you. I don't know how you do that.
It's because of his cheeky smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does apply to any age. So even if you're 50 and you're thinking, well, this podcast doesn't apply because I'm already well past 30, then it doesn't matter. It's more we're trying to tell people to take on responsibility sooner, to not be afraid of challenges or doing something different. And if your life path doesn't look the same as everyone else around you,
don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
As long as you have your vision.
So with that, we will say goodbye. And please, listeners, audience, if you have any questions or comments, we would absolutely love your feedback. So please, please, please reach out to us.
And if you have comments, suggestions, anything you want to see in new episodes, then we do have an email. It's phonetically spelled out. So it's 20 is the new 30, but T-W-E-N-T-Y is the new, and then 30 spelled out as well, @gmail.com.
So we bid you adieu. Goodbye.